It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher. My only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Does everyone get confused about, like, what contests are going on in different stations?
What do you mean?
Because the contest lines are constantly ringing, but we're not doing a contest, and so it's obviously... I mean, Nick shouldn't answer them. If they're dumb enough to call this... Idiots. First of all, good luck winning. All right, Rich, well, I guess now would be the time to call. There's five people on the road. But, but Rich, what do we have here already? I have to ask you.
So I don't know how many email lists you unsubscribe to. I barely do. I get like a ton of emails. I'm really bad about things that I signed up for years ago getting emails in, and I just don't get around to it. I forget about it. So I think almost a decade ago, I signed up to be part of the U2 fan club because you got like a first dibs on tickets when they went on sale here in Boston or something like that. So I signed up. So I've just constantly been on their email list. So about a month ago, I get this email because they send them out like, you know, about once a month, like an email thing. I get this one thing that said behind the scenes stories of U2 songs. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm a U2 fan. I'm like, all right, it's worth a click. I'll see what it is. And it says U2 online radio debuts this week. You know, click on this link to listen to some of it. And I was like, OK, so I click on it. And what I'm hearing is really nothing that anybody who's a fan of the band hasn't heard before. It's like B-sides, but it's ones we've all heard, and a couple live cuts. And every once in a while, the Edge or Bono will come in and say something. But what I didn't realize is that every once in a while, they will get some of their celebrity friends to DJ and host some of their favorite U2 songs.
And I have to tell you this, Rich, is that's never unsatisfying.
Right. Do I really want to hear what, I don't know, Penelope Spheeris, director of Wayne's World, her favorite
and Suburbia
memory was? Right?
One of the movies I've seen the most in my life. But, because it's so much better than a random person, because you go like, this guy's been in a movie.
Although, in this case, it might be. So I just, I had opened up the thing, and I was listening to it, and it was one of those deals where I left, you know, I went outside. I might have even, like, you know, run a couple errands, but I'd been gone for an hour, and I came back home, and I walked into my room, and I heard it was still I didn't know what was still playing, what was coming on my speakers, because it sure as hell wasn't U2 music. And it took me maybe 30 seconds to realize this is a very recognizable voice. This is Matthew McConaughey, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, he had just gotten done having homosexual sex.
Lincoln commercial.
That's right. Lincoln. When he goes in, and all you see is an African American gentleman, and then he comes out with his tie untied and very disheveled. Because he's just had homosexual sex, we can only imagine.
So I walk in, and I just go, what in the world is going on? So I give to you Matthew McConaughey, one of his many shifts on the U2 radio station. Let's let it roll.
An Academy Award-winning actor, producer, and a U2 fan. And right now, he's in control of U2X Radio. Matthew McConaughey plays U2.
So get your fireworks out, baby boys and girls. Shoot them into the sky, because we just took another trip around the sun on our calendar year. I made my resolution, just it's time for retributions.
Okay, just put a gun in your mouth. What are you, Wolfman Jack? I mean, just put a gun in your mouth. You're so mysterious.
No, he's so high. He's high as hell.
Dude, I hang out with
floating
people
above all of us.
I hang out with people that are legitimately high all the time. I play golf with people that are high constantly, and they don't sound remotely like this.
No one is higher than Matthew McConaughey.
I mean, golf with guys that smoke the entire time that we're playing.
Have they ever been found naked playing bongos in their neighbor's front yard?
No, because they're not huge douches. Dude, you could smoke a ton of weed. What it would do to me is I would be under my cover shaking. But but I mean, Joe Marisa smoked weed and come in and do the show.
This is going to be the one where we do it, isn't it? Let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. You are a bitch. You're always a friend of mine when I finally come over to your way. But, you know, right now, just walk away, will you? Let it go. I dare you, okay? If I could, I would, because I'm not sleeping. Just walk away, will you? Know what I'm talking about?
Since when are actors supposed to be smart? Like, is this supposed to be profound?
Dude, I don't know what. But this is like, I'm not exaggerating. This might be an 8-minute rant he goes on.
Is this supposed to be profound, though, is what I'm asking you.
I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's confusing. That's one thing it is.
Like, he feels like he is, like, the most, like, metaphysical, you know, guy in the history of the planet. And he just sounds dumb. You know what this is called? Get out of my house.
Who makes more sense, him or Ray Lewis?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, get out. Whatever you just said, frustration or whatever, get out. You know what I love? Hey.
Yes, what do you love there, Ray Lewis?
Linus.
You too, Linus. Ray Lewis.
I love Linus.
You're a Peanuts fan, Ray Lewis. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. In the name of love. You know what he did in the name of love?
What did he do?
I don't know. I can't understand one word that guy's saying.
He did what more in the name of love?
Angel of Harlem. You know who that was?
Who was the Angel of Harlem?
I don't know. You tell me. I can't figure out heads and tails of those songs.
Okay, all right.
All I know, it's the only song by them Fred likes.
Angel of Harlem is the only U2 song you like. All right.
That is true.
All right.
I know you hate it.
And I love U2, and I think that's a lame song.
How dare you? All right, here we go.
Hey! That sounds like
Hey! Hey, McConaughey, you want to read my cracked magazine? All right, give it back. Okay. Hey.
Yes, Ray Lewis.
Do you want to hear Rose's Rose? The comic, you know what? Rose is nice, and I'll tell you why. There's always hearts coming out of their heads.
There is, yeah.
They love their children. They love them so. Mm-hmm. Rose is Rose.
I hadn't thought of that.
Listen, Wallach.
Rose is Rose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, McConaughey, did you... Hey, McConaughey, did you just microwave a melon and put a hole in it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a fruit fluffy.
It's a fruit fifi.
Fifi, fluffy, whatever you want to call it. We can agree to disagree.
That's right.
Oh. Okay. McConaughey, did you sit on my fuselli, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a Seinfeld reference. Ew, what is it? Who's ever done that in real life? Oh, Fred, you're stopping it too much. Okay, yeah, I'm stopping it too much. Like, whoever tasted something went...
It's the sound he made after he hooked up with that random stranger in the Lincoln commercial. Did you enjoy it there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good thing you can't get pregnant through your mouth.
So, what to believe in? What to believe in? I don't know.
Oh, I could strangle him. I could strangle him right now. You know, there was a fellow on Friday that threatened to stab me to death over the internet. And I would rather be stabbed by this person than have to listen to this again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get back to this. We'll get back to this later because there's much more to go. I've only made it a minute and 12 seconds in through 13 minutes of radio.
So get your fireworks out, baby boys and girls. Shoot them into the sky because we just took another trip around the sun on our calendar year.
Well, Bob Beers loves nothing more than illicit drugs. And he will join us in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up? Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
App. Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The league has asked us to continue along that line for the in respect to the privacy of the players, so that's what we're going to do. And again, like I said the other day, there's always different reasons. There's the quarantine rules. There's waiting on test results. There's a number of different things that factor into this. It does not automatically assume they had a positive test. We want to get to Toronto as healthy as possible.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of news to me there about Passa. I thought he was just on a couple-day hangover. he can bounce back. He's got a pretty good bounce back rate, so it makes sense that he's not there.
Johnson, 8 irons, 150.
152 to an elevated green.
So yep. That's basically 165.
Every once in a while. And by the way.
I would be nervous hitting a 7 iron in that situation.
That's not normal. That's like the one shot you walk away from the golf course. Like,
but you had the ball. But you had the balls to bring out the 8 iron.
Yes. Hit an 8, 152 to a green, landed it about 5 feet from the cup.
Well, my strategy now is to, I want to err on the side of being short.
Yep.
Unless there's many, many traps. I would rather be short than over.
Yep. But in the same round, I hit a pitching wedge 110 over the hole into the rough behind the green. I mean, it just... I have no control over
this. I could hit a pitching wedge 110.
You know who's really good at golf? This man we're going to have on right now.
Well, that's why he's perpetually tan. Bob Beers is perpetually tan. even when he's doing games from Winnipeg, the man cannot get enough of the sun. he was a Boston Bruin. Now he's your voice of the Boston Bruins color commentary right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mr. Bob Beers on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I would imagine that your tan right now is off the charts.
I mean, you got to get ready for August, because once we get to August, it's just going to be sitting in a studio calling games. So, you know, got to get it in now.
Well, there's so much preparation. I can only imagine.
Have they talked to you about how this is going to be done, Bob? I mean, this, you know, once again, you know, you're usually ringside, and now how's it going to work? Have they talked to you about this yet?
Yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit. I think it's still a work in progress, but it sounds like we're going to be in the studio. We're going to have a setup with a couple different camera angles, and we're going to be calling the game off of a monitor. So I mean, that's the way it's been conveyed to me. And it's still kind of, like I said, still kind of a work in progress. I don't know all the details just yet, but I think the first game is July 30. Well, that's an exhibition game. And then August 2nd is the first real game for the Bruins.
And to be serious, there's going to be times where there's three games going on at the station.
Yeah.
And there's going to be three studios with dudes doing play-by-play.
That's true. So Sean and Max will be in one studio. Judd and Bob will be in another studio.
And then the stupid Revolution people might as well stay home. But nonetheless,
they'll be there as well.
I think they call those games from Gillette Stadium. I don't think we have to.
And then you got the Patriots too, right? So it's if they're gone, so we're going to have some conflicts there. We'll figure it out. I'm sure all the guys above our pay grade are doing all that right now.
Have you done this before, Bob? Have you ever called a game off of a television monitor?
Once. It was my audition 23 years ago. And it was a small monitor with Bob Neumeier. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Yeah, he's great.
He used to call the games on radio.
Great guy.
Yeah, Neumi was my partner for 3 years. So I sat in a room with him over at WBZ, and we called a game off a monitor. I was actually playing in the game because it was a game from the prior season. And he just said, "Don't worry about any names. Let's just hear how you talk and how you jump in and out and things like that." But yeah, that was it's the only time I've ever done it off monitor.
All right. I know that they're trying real quick just about the broadcast. I've heard our program director say that you're trying to do the same, like keep everything as consistent. You guys, I believe, are still going to be doing interviews with, Bruce Cassidy and all the guys, before and after, correct?
Well, that was brought up the other day, and I hadn't had a good answer for it yet. But to be honest with you, I haven't looked at a computer in probably 3 days, so I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention to anything over the weekend. All right. I'll get back into it this week.
Okay, so what have you heard about Pasternak and all that stuff?
Probably the same thing you guys have, right? He was skating in another rink. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I assume it is. But
how bad is that, though?
Like, well, you can't do that.
Okay, yeah.
If that's the case, and I don't want to jump to any. I don't.
There's pictures.
Like I said, Bob, I just know what
I
read.
You don't have to feel bad about it. There's pictures. I mean, for people who don't know, while he was supposed to be quarantining, during phase two and phase three, the NHL was extremely clear that the only people you were to practice with are your own teammates. That's because they're trying to control, the health of the team. They don't want any kind of outside people infecting or whatever. They're trying to start this bubble before it actually happens.
Right.
And there were pictures that came out of him at this skating rink in Malden skating with these guys who, obviously don't play for the NHL. They're just dudes. And as we know, last week he skated for a day and then he was pulled back and I guess he tested negative, but still, this was a boneheaded move, correct?
That's your words. Yeah, it was. It sounds like it was wrong. It sounds like he was in the wrong in doing that. And fortunately, he doesn't. His agent came out and spoke, right, and said that look, he doesn't. He tested negative, but they have to have a certain quarantine time before he can get back out there. Is my understanding. There's a lot of rules that are changing and coming and going. So I'm trying to stay up with them, but. If that's accurate and it sounds like it is, then yeah, he shouldn't have been doing that.
The thing is that we don't know too, Bob, is that unfortunately Saturday you had 12 different players, important ones. Torey Krug, the whole second line that was out. You had
third.
Charlie Coyle, whole third line. Yeah. Charlie Coyle was gone. Krejci was out as well. I mean, important players, and they're once again saying it's unfit to play. Do you know if those were the guys that Pasternak skated with when he came back? Because I know it was in small groups.
I assume so. Yeah, I mean, that would be a safe assumption. But like I said, they're not saying anything. And that's league mandated. It's just unfit to play. There's no, it's not. I think Bruce Cassidy did say none of them were injury related. So, jump to your own conclusions, right? So we can assume that that's the case or similar to that.
How important is this time they're missing right now?
Well, it's not only that they're missing; it's just this time right now to get to July 26th. That's when they're supposed to go to Toronto, and once they get there, it's just them, right? So they're not going home to their families. They're not going, to a grocery store, right? They're in the hotel, they're in the arena, and it's just them. And I think once they can get to that point, so the time between now and then, I think is really important. The thing that the Bruins have that some of the other teams don't have is that even though those games mean a lot, you're going to play a round robin against there's four teams, right? You're going to play three games. But where you get seated, it's not as important. Those games are going to be important to get your rhythm back, knock the rust off. But it's not do or die, right? Some of those other games, it's a best of five series right from the drop of the puck. So, you're either moving on to the next round or you're going home. The Bruins are already moving on to the next round. So I think that they're going to have some of those games. As long as everybody's healthy and back by that time, I think they'll be all right.
All right, what is your theory on young legs, old legs?
I'll tell you what, I was at two practices last week, and I thought some of the older guys looked great, to be honest with you, to be real honest with you. So I think there's some probably truth in it. That seems to be the theory out there, that some of the young legs are going to have an advantage here right off the bat. But I do believe that having a couple of games as a cushion before you have to jump into a do-or-die playoff best of seven is going to help the Bruins in that regard. But I liked what I saw from some of the older guys last week.
Okay, so what's the deal with Pastrnak not getting the nod nominations for awards that we thought he was going to kind of be a shoo-in for?
Yeah, well, I didn't necessarily agree with that, with what you guys think is a shoo-in. I thought there were a lot of deserving guys out there.
Right.
Like, to me, Nathan MacKinnon, his season and the distance between him and the next closest guy in points.
Sure.
Is scary. So MacKinnon right. was automatic for me. I think Draisaitl was automatic for me. I think okay. the third one was the one that, was negotiable. And they put Panarin in. Now, Rangers would not have made the playoffs under the old format if there was only 16 teams. So in my own head, Panarin would not have been in there, just because you don't make the playoffs, you can't be an MVP candidate.
Right.
So that would have been the one that was negotiable, and Foster would have had a chance there, I think.
Okay, so what do you think about Colorado then? I mean, do you like them out of the West? I mean,
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I think Nathan MacKinnon is just outstanding. I mean, every team's dangerous right now. It just, you don't know. It's such an unknown, right? We don't know how teams are going to come out of all this. So how they're preparing, how they're getting through these 2 weeks. You mentioned, is it going to affect the Bruins' preparation? I'd be sure. If you're not on the ice every day, yeah, it is. It's such an unknown to figure out. Just because you were a good team back in March doesn't mean you're going to be a good team start in August, and vice versa, right? You could have a goaltender get on fire. Carey Price is on fire for Montreal, and it's a best of five series.
Right.
You got Pittsburgh Penguins going home. So it's such an unknown right now.
Can this be a good thing for the Bruins, them being away from Boston for these 3 months, where it's almost just this long business trip? Or do you think that, how do you think it will affect them, positively or negatively?
Well, like I said, hard to tell, right? This has never been done. So I think that they're a professional group. I think that their leadership is really strong. And because of that, I don't believe that type of thing would affect them all that much.
See, I agree with you. When people say young legs, I also think young brains. You know what I'm saying? I just made that up.
That, right?
Yeah, I just
sure.
made it.
Yes,
yes, yes
right.
we've just seen that.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you have people that are going to hold you accountable, and I don't know what goes on in the locker room and how realistic this is. I mean, I'm just some guy. But it seems that if you have that veteran leadership, that would be an advantage in these kinds of situations. But what do I know?
I would side on that. No, I would definitely lean that way and say that's going to be a positive for them. It always is a positive for them when you have good leadership. So hopefully they get through this, whatever it is. And, they've got another week before they have to go up to Toronto.
Yeah. Colorado Bruins. That's
I love it.
That's what I'm thinking. All right, Bob Beers, looking forward to hearing you finally back again.
It would be nice.
And what's your handicap? What's your golf handicap?
Index is 10.5.
Oh my God,
that seems high to me. I thought you were a seven or an eight.
I've been trending up for the last couple of years. I'm not sure what's going on.
I am a 26. Which is down from a 27. I shot a 99 on Tuesday, last Thursday, and it's like it was a feather in the cap. So if you ever want to play a tournament, you want to play with me.
Okay, that sounds good.
Right,
you'd be great in a scramble, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because you immediately get 27 shots. So there you would go. All right. Thank you, Mr. Bob Beers.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, we appreciate it. Matthew McConaughey, I can't get enough of this. I would like to get back to it if we could. He was on the YouTube channel on Sirius. Mr. Dave Wellington behind this. And we will have we'll have that for you in just a moment. Why, Rich, on Twitter, did someone say, I need to go to rehab?
Somebody said you need to go to rehab?
Yeah, like what today is about me going to rehab?
I didn't see that. I don't know. What did they write?
I need to go to rehab.
I don't know.
Pretty direct.
I mean, maybe it's your hatred of Matthew McConaughey, which obviously, how could you be somebody perfectly
I
sane?
Don't hate him. He bothers me.
Well, how could he bother you, man?
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
If I had a dollar for everyone who said that I had to go to rehab, I'd have myself $20.
Enough money to go to rehab.
Well, the station's paying for it. Everyone with me in rehab, every listener, supposed to go to rehab. I go, what did I do?
You're just sitting there.
I'm just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Joe Murray.
That's right. My goodness. Give me a break already. You
just
understand?
Walk away, will you?
I will. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just show. Hey, you see this picture of Burt Reynolds in
1975? Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he slapped Don DeLuise in the face? They're the ending credits of Cannonball Run.
Don DeLuise just like punch me
as much as you want, as hard as you want.
Exactly. Anything to make a buck. All right. We will be back. If I am not back after the break, I have entered rehab. We'll be right back. Hear the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nine eight five, the sports sub. We're Toucher and Rich. Young sickly Nicholas, who was discovered by his now fiance, covered in excrement in his bed, sent me a link to Rolling Stone that's saying, due to COVID, there is no MILF porn being shot. Which I was unaware that there was anything other than MILF porn now. Seems that any time I go to Pornhub, which, by the way, we're now nearing 5 weeks of non-completion. Wow.
Ooh.
That's a dangerous traffic jam right there.
Yeah, it's starting to hurt.
I'm thinking that's like New York City, Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock on the Triborough. That's not good.
I mean, my back is getting, as it's getting weary, my back is getting tight. Sitting here in traffic on the Bridge tonight. All I know is that all I want to do is get home and spray some. All right. So anyway, Matthew McConaughey, Sirius can't get enough. They know what the people want, and they say, you know what? No one has U2 records. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a U2 channel, and it's going to be very exciting because unlike Spotify, you can't pick the songs that you want to hear. So, Rich, Matthew McConaughey is a big fan of U2. We've learned that, right?
I guess that's what we've learned. I don't know what we've learned, to be quite honest. As I said, this was something I clicked on because years ago I had to sign up to be a member of the U2 fan club to get tickets in advance. And I just clicked on this thing and I heard like a bunch of songs that I've heard before. And I left and I came back an hour later and I heard this voice and I instantly knew, oh, that's Matthew McConaughey. And they've got him hosting some segment on his favorite U2 songs, I think. And here's what he had to say. This is Matthew McConaughey hosting a radio station.
And can I just say this, that we are available on twitch.tv. And Walk and I are in studio. We have not been exposed to our knowledge of coronavirus and then gone to Nantucket and taken pictures of ourselves in a bar. So I just want that to be known.
Who is that?
One of our competitors.
Oh,
interesting.
From what I'm reading on the internet, one of our competitors has said that he was there's you know, whatever they what it's called, whenever they can figure out what you did, tracing or whatever it is, contact tracing, and that and then he went to Nantucket and took a picture of himself in a bar.
Huh.
Which, why are you taking a picture
sounds
of yourself
smart.
In a bar?
Anyway? Sounds smart all the way around. That's awesome.
Just such an idiot. Just like, why'd you lie? Just broadcast from Nantucket. All right. So here is Matthew McConaughey. We've heard enough already. He's got many, many things to say. And here is more.
Okay. One man came. We must each.
Ooh. That's the name of my first
Fred, you jealous?
I am. I want to be that one man.
That's what it's going to sound like.
I was just going to say.
It's never going to happen.
Light's green.
I for 2 days
it's
did not
start
take.
Start like this, Fred. It's going to start like this.
I for 2 days did not take Paxil. I for 2 days did not take Paxil. And all it did was send me into a spiral of depression, and had no sexual benefit.
You're trying like hell to get out of the city and get to Jersey, and you're stuck on the GW.
That's right, baby.
Not good.
That's right, baby. You got that much right.
One man came. We must each come. So slippery, but still screwed in. A kite tied to an anchor. Another plea with promise. Patient with haste, because there ain't no going back again. Another love song for when the lights go out. Reminding all of us to hang on, because we got a lot to hold on to.
Is this supposed to make him sound smart?
I don't know what it's... I'm telling you, he's high as hell. And he's
I know people that are high all day.
I think Matthew McConaughey is well known to be a different level of high than most human beings.
Okay, I have friends that are literally high all day. And when I say literally, quite literally. I'm not mincing words. They wake up and get high, they go to bed and they're high. And if they talked like this, you know what they wouldn't be? My friend.
Yes, we do.
Did you like a nice beverage?
Do you like the new Beetle Bailey cartoon? Is Rose overly sentimental?
This is comic book analyst Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. Does Sluggo nap under a tree too much in the Nancy cartoons? Okay. Is there a lot of pressure in your own mind to shoot yourself? All right. Good.
like you have a glass of a beverage with ice in it. When was the last time you had a beverage with ice in it inside your home?
Last night.
Yeah.
All the time.
All right, shut up.
Yeah. Last night, that sounds right. Yeah.
Maybe you guys need to go to rehab.
Damn it, if it doesn't always make me cry. Not sad, it's more the optimism of it. Like birth, not death.
Jesus. Can you, Matthew McConaughey, sing to me the theme to Small Wonder?
Speaking of little guitar tickles, you ever get a piece of a song stuck in your head so much that you dream to that beat?
Oh, yeah, that beat.
Is that the is that the Small Family Matter?
Jerry, you're a trickster and just kidding, stuck in your mind. Do you ever hear Give It To Me Good and just wanting to go out and drive dirt bikes? No one gets that but Rich and I.
Yeah, that's right.
You dream to that beat. Bow, now,
bow. That's such a good beat.
It's actually not a beat at all. I would
it's a really elementary riff. That sounds like three notes to me, Rich. I'm no musician, but if I had to guess, that's three notes.
Burn out, bow. Burn out, bow. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Locked in. How you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance?
Okay.
That was nothing like that.
What was the last part there?
Okay, hang on a second. Matthew McConaughey, did young Nicholas Jamelli wake up in a pool of his own poo?
Mm-hmm. Locked in.
That's right.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall and get your backs up off the wall. Yeah, a few minutes after cooling, the gang told us all to do just that. We got reminded as well to get our hearts off the ground, our spirits in flight day and night, and tell gravity to have a bit of a f*** off. Consequences, good and bad, way to lay it down and say, let it land where it lands. And where the two shall meet is the honey hole, as far as I can see. In the meantime and all times, as we all know, a roof is a man-made thing. Just...
Hang on one second, Rich. Matthew McConaughey, what do you say in the fence to attract attention?
I thought it was more.
Speaking of little guitar tickles.
Could you just picture kicking his teeth in? Like just curbing him?
If it wasn't Matthew McConaughey, this is the soundtrack of like the worst party you've been to. Like, you ever been like stuck next to someone who's just like, you just shut up. Just stop doing this. By the way, people are saying
hey
this
there,
is more...
sweetheart. Hey, boo boo. Hey there, Peter. Oh. Why don't you go over here and drink some Tylenol PM?
Is this a mushroom or acid tone? Bruins Luchador is saying it sounds like mushrooms.
I don't know what he's on. Mushrooms would make more sense. This is not a weed situation. I do think that it's not drug related. I think that he's trying to be cute. I think that this is him being cute.
Hey there. What you gonna do? Hey there, Chris. boys, don't fight. There's plenty of me to go around.
Speaking
of little guitar tickles.
Just keep living.
You just heard actor and producer Matthew McConaughey play U2.
Okay.
For replays throughout the week.
So he ends up... He does this. There was one break that I came in and it went like almost 8 minutes long. And it was just pure stream of consciousness, nonsense. At one point he was eating a sandwich. And it's just mind-numbing. There is almost an ASMR part of it, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's part of you like, yeah, man. You sit there. And just like,
so get your fireworks out, baby.
Good baby boy.
It's not quite deep enough, but I do know the ASMR aspect that you're talking about. But he just sounds really dumb, and he's trying to be very, esoteric. He's trying to be very spiritual, and it just sounds dumb. Sounds like
how you gonna do it if you really don't want to dance by standing on the wall? Get your backs up off the wall.
Man, where did you find that song? Every douchey college bar.
Damn it, if it doesn't always.
It sounds like the end of the night is a Lincoln commercial. He's wiping off his chin.
Stop.
Damn it, if it doesn't always make me cry.
Well, you know, we're not all happy with our decisions. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.